Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Trump administration says it would support additional funding to boost security for members of Congress following the deadly shooting of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Republican Senator James Lankford on CBS's Face the Nation.
It's not just public events. It's also in our private spaces as well. That we're keenly aware that there are people that are irrational, that do irrational acts.
A suspect in Kirk's death is in custody. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Israel meeting with the prime minister following an Israeli attack on Hamas leadership in Qatar, CBS's Michael Toscano.
Rubio said Trump remains unhappy with the Israeli strike, but made a point of saying it will not shake U.S. support for Israel.
A change could be ahead for interest rates.
A much-anticipated Federal Reserve meeting is on Wednesday in Washington, where an interest rate cut could happen. The federal funds rate has remained frozen for all of 2025.
That's CBS's Stacey Lynn. CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. Experts are warning that active clubs, those white nationalist groups disguised as fitness and brotherhood organizations, are spreading rapidly in Wisconsin and nationally. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
Experts say they're seeing a rise in white nationalist movements in Wisconsin and across the country that are disguising themselves as fitness groups. They're called active clubs and present themselves as sporting clubs or fighting clubs focused on brotherhood. Art Gibson, professor of sociology and criminology at the University of Dayton, says they recruit both online and in person, targeting young white men using shared interests as tools to gradually introduce and normalize racist ideologies.
Add to that the willingness to engage in violence against people of color, LGBTQ people. There's a clear potential for violence here.
Gibson says active clubs often meet in Christian churches and gyms, with recent activity showing multi-state coordination, like a Wisconsin active club regularly meeting with an Illinois active club for family days. They use distinctive symbols like the Celtic cross, a well-known neo-Nazi symbol, and share content across social media platforms to maintain connections between chapters and other white supremacist groups. Gibson says the groups are a huge shift in organizing for white supremacists and white nationalists following what he calls a decentralized leaderless resistance. Gibson says new chapters of active clubs are frequently being created and linking with one another. Members say they are dedicated to self-improvement and brotherhood, seeing themselves as a noble resistance in the cause of preserving the white race. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Find more news anytime at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers head to the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers, with the best record in baseball, clinched a spot in the playoffs, then won a thriller last night, 9-8 over the Cardinals in 10 innings. The Crew, down 6-1, came back to tie it up in the ninth, then finished with their 11th walk-off victory of the season. Now, after wrapping up the series at AmFan Field today, they travel to L.A. to play the Angels Tuesday night. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers fell behind early, 21-0 at halftime, and went on to lose at Alabama, 38-14. Luke Fickell after the loss.
We knew we had to come out here in the first half in particular and play solid, play poised, play confident, find a way to make some plays and on both sides of the ball, but really make sure that what we could do was make some adjustments at the halftime and come out the second half and make sure that we could put the pressure on them. And it's exactly opposite of what we did.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any patchy fog giving way to sunshine and highs in the mid and upper 70s. So a delightful Sunday afternoon. Light east winds. Tonight, mostly clear skies. Lows in the low to mid 60s. On Monday, quite a bit of sunshine. Mid and upper 70s. It's 69 at our studios.
September's serving up more than stripes at the Lanes on 20.
Yes!
Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all month long. every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the football you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lane's Facebook page, and don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Great food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lane's on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Water's incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
A masterful comedy that will woo you from the start. The Importance of Being Earnest continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. Jack resides in the country, Algernon in the city. They've each created an imaginary person to escape their lives, but living a double life has its drawbacks, especially in love. To impress two ladies, Jack and Algernon find themselves caught in a complicated charade of witty dialogue, romantic notions, and ridiculous charm. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for tickets and showtimes.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find a mentor today at score.org.
We're back. The Music of the Stars. We're enjoying this poll that was taken of the very worst song. The worst song of the 70s. It's our feature today, the 70s, and probably never will be again, but the very worst song. The poll came up almost unanimously for... Here's Andy Williams doing the honor.
Feelings. Nothing more than feelings. Trying to forget my feelings of love, teardrops rolling down on my face, trying to forget my feelings of love. Feeling for my life I'll feel. I wish I'd never met you, dear. You'll never come again. Like I never lost you, and feelings like I'll never have you again in my heart.
Enough of that.
Now the reason our courts are full of divorces and we're having more and more each day. Well, it ain't cause couples can't get along like you hear most people say. If the truth was known our nationwide, what starts a marriage reeling? Too many people has up and got that tired, run down feeling. Tonic will help you to get rid of that tired, run-down feeling. A young man, when he went through Europe like a scalded dog and he conquered most all the land, he led his army on a big white horse. Now history is revealing old Napoleon never had that tired, run down feeling. Spring tonic will help you to get rid of that tired, run-down feeling. Niagara Falls is a wonderful place to go on a honeymoon. That's where I went many years ago, I think it was in June. Someday I plan to go there again before I'm old and reeling. I don't want to make that trip with that tired, run-down feeling. Tired in the morning, tired at night. It's truth, it's truth, it's truth, so help me, you know I'm telling you right. When you got no vigor and you got no pep, a good spring tonic will help you to get rid of that tired, run-down feeling.
The brother known as Simon on the family tree. And here's the star of the show, Alvin! Alvin!
I am Clyde Crash Cup.
Stuff is created by Ross Bagdasarian. You may remember him as David Seville, his professional name. He wrote a lot of stuff. One day it was an accident. He was running a 3 3/4 inch quarter inch tape on 7 inches a second, and the Chipmunks were born. Music of the 70s, some of the other worst songs of that decade, there were a lot of them. Having My Baby, that was the first song on WKRP in Cincinnati by the Hallelujah Tabernacle Choir. Afternoon Delight. Billy, Don't Be a Hero. Muskrat Love. And the Pina Colada Song, among others, that ruined music and season in the sun. But the very worst one, I think worse than feelings, I know, the drum roll, please. You Light Up My Life. A lot of smashed radios when that came on. Jack Jones recorded this in 70. Jack Jones, a brilliant singer, Alan Jones' son.
A time for us, someday there'll be, when chains are torn by courage born of a love that's free. A time when dreams so long denied can flourish as we unveil the love we now must hide. A time for us at last to see. Pass surely through every storm. A time for us, someday there'll be a new world, a world of shining hope for you and me. A time for us. Time for us, someday there'll be a new world, a world of shining hope for you and me. A time.
From Romeo and Juliet. Nino Rota wrote that. You remember Nino from The Godfather.
Thank you.
once again, Andy Williams.
Speak softly, love, and hold me warm against your heart. I feel your words, the tender trembling moments start. We're in a world, our very own, sharing a love that only few have ever known. Wine-colored days warmed by the sun, deep velvet nights when we are one. Speak softly, love, so no one hears us but the sky. The vows of love we make will live until we die. My life is yours, and all because you came into my world with love, so softly, love.
Now, when we left off at last week's session, Vito was telling us about his feelings toward the Tattaglia family. Vito?
Well, the Tattaglia family is causing me great personal grief. Also, I'm looking...
That's John Belushi. We got to do more on that. The music... of the stars, celebrating, if that's the word, the 70s.
Vito?
Looking what?
Your true feelings about the Tattaglia family, Guy.
Vito, do you want to respond?
All right. The Tattaglia family is moving into my territory. They're moving in on the numbers, prostitution, a restaurant linen supply. Now they want to bring in drugs. Also, they shot my son Santino 56 times.
Elliot Gould, John Belushi. found out it has lyrics. The Godfather Waltz with El Martino. Met him in Wisconsin on Johnson Creek at the Gobbler one night. There he was, there to watch a Frank Sinatra Jr. concert. The Nino Rota music, I can't find who wrote the lyrics. El Martino, of course, Johnny Fontaine. He wanted that role, and he was perfect in it. Now, TV theme songs about radio stations.
If you ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Once in a while, heading up that highway, leaving you behind, hardest thing I ever had to do. Broke my heart in two, but baby, pain.
no mind. The price for finding me was losing you. Memories helped me hide my lonesome feeling, far away from you and feeling low. It's getting late, my friend, my love, I miss you so. Take good care of you, I've gotta go.
Distinction of being a sitcom that went under no less than 7 time slot changes in 4 years. It's not good for your success. We lost Lonnie Anderson just a few weeks ago. Here's Lonnie Anderson, the music of the stars. Jack Jones.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows with every sigh I become more mad about you.
so it goes. Can you imagine?
Music of the stars, the music of the 70s. Sammy Davis Jr. This is from the 1970 picture, One More Time.
You've gone away. To tell you the truth, my friend, I think I've lost my way. And where do I find that special kind of laugh that once to share? There's no way I know that I can go. That's gonna take me there. Take me there. What do I do from now on? I'm on my own. Stand upon is so very empty now. There must come a time the sun's gonna shine to warm this sad old heart of mine. Just when I don't know. So where do I go?
Star War, 1977. A John Williams music. And he stuck a 1930s style tune in there. The Beantown Swing from Star Wars. Here's Sir Alec Guinness.
When the script arrived, I was in Hollywood and just finished literally on the last day of a film when the script arrived. And I thought, oh, George Lucas, that's, you know, a name to conjure with in the avant-garde thing. And then I opened it and saw it was science fiction. I thought, not for me. And started to read it and was held in the... Although the dialogue was appalling, but there was something about it which made you go on turning the pages. Now, that's fairly rare in a script. When I met Lucas, we could talk the same language, I think. And I enjoyed doing it.
Bill Murray.
Da, da, da. I always open with a little something by a guy named Richard Strauss called 2001. Welcome to the Potter Room, everybody, up here at beautiful Meatloaf Mountain. I'm Nick Winters, and I'm here to entertain you, so sit back, have a hot buttered rum, and let it happen. Now, what do I see here down in front? We got a cute little girl here with a cast on her leg. Honey, why did you bother to come up to Meatloaf with a broken leg?
I broke it today. This is my vacation.
Oh, that's terrible. I guess we'll be seeing a lot of you here in the Potter Room, huh? I'm sure everybody wants to know. What's your name and how did you do it?
Oh, well, I'm Marilyn Sundberg, and I rented my skis and boots here at Meatloaf Mountain, and my bindings were too tight, and I broke my leg walking over to the tow lift.
Oh. Bummersky, huh, everybody? That is awful. Well, the guys in rental are usually real good. It must have been some sabotage of some sort by disgruntled skiers or something. It happens. Hey, I am going to autograph your cast here, if you don't mind. A little something I always sign. Don't eat yellow snow, Nick Winters. All right, honey? You're welcome, kitten. Hey, who's this crazy dude? Your old man?
Paul Sundberg. I'm from Minneapolis.
Uh-huh. And what do you do besides babysit for Marilyn here?
I'm a chemical purchaser for the Ice Master Salt Company. Here's my card right here. You know, you can use the product here at Meatloaf Mountain. You know, you can use...
Bueno, my amigo. We'll put this up over the bar with some of the other cards. Mr. and Mrs. Sundberg, this next song is going to be for you because I hope that leg heals and you're back on the slopes in a couple of weeks. Oh, that cast makes me so sad. Oh, don't it make my brown eyes. Don't it make my brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes blue? Oh, tasty lick, Paul. Oh, don't it make my brown eyes, you know, they're actually hazel. Don't it make my brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes.
Bobby Darin.
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience. I hope you had a good time tonight, because I sure did.
Oh, the shark bait has such teeth, dear. And it shows you. Pearly white neck. Just a jackknife has old Mac Heath, babe. And it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, baby, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Mac Heath, baby, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now let that thing get good on the sidewalk, huh? Who suddenly
we thought, since it is 1975, that what better first guest to present tonight than to be able to talk to the baby New Year.
Oh,
for
that's
19,
great.
You know,
great.
And so today we're privileged, and we're going to see what this baby has to say about what we expect in 1975. Would you welcome, please, the Baby New Year, 1975. Welcome you, and I'm somewhat surprised. You're a very tall baby.
Yes, well, it's fun being big and tall, yeah. Because I'm the first one to know when it rains.
That's true, and you're also the last one to know when there's a rising floodwater.
That's true.
You ever thought about that? Now, you were just born last night.
Yes.
Yet you're so big.
Well, you should have seen my birth.
Yeah.
You should have seen my mother's water break. In fact, you can see my mother's water break. It's the Hoover Dam. Oh,
come on, nasty baby. Well, look, as the 1975 New Year's baby, and that's what you are, do you have any predictions for the coming year?
Yes, I predict that Jackie Onassis and Aristotle's Onassis marriage will be in trouble.
Oh?
Tim Conway is the reason. But Aristotle Onassis says there's no problem.
Yeah.
He and Tim are just fishing buddies.
I didn't know that. Well, that's kind of you're kind of the...
No one knew that.
No, nobody knows it now. You're kind of the Rona Barrett of new babies, aren't you? Look, what else? A gossipy baby. What else is in store for us for 1975?
Well, a midget will become president of the United States.
That's tremendously interesting.
And that's why they will be installing seatbelts in the White House bathrooms.
Little tiny fella.
Little tiny fella,
and they haven't done that since Hoover, I understand.
No.
Back in. Now, do you have any tips for people, you know, this is the day after New Year's Eve, for hangovers?
Yes. Go to the nearest hotel and get a bellboy to swing you around by your tongue.
Well, that's kind of weird. Do you have any other tips?
Yes. If you want to clean your system out today,
yeah.
I have this tip.
What is that?
Sit on a piece of cheese and swallow a mouse.
The 1970s on the music of the Star.
We're moving on up to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up to the east side. We finally got a piece of that pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen, and beans don't burn on the grill. A whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. But now we're up in the big leagues and getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby, and there ain't nothing wrong with that, cause we're moving on up, to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Well, we're moving on up, to the east side. You see, we finally
stand by for news.
Wait.
We're moving up.
See what's shaking in this crazy old world of ours. CBS News. The music of the stars continues till high noon central all over the world. CivicMedia.us.
Fish don't fry in the kitchen and beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues and we're getting our turn at bat. And as long as we love, it's you and me, baby, and there ain't nothing wrong.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Investigators are looking into the motives of the 22-year-old man accused of killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Kirk was gunned down at an event in Utah last week. Governor Spencer Cox tells CNN.
Official charges will be filed on Tuesday, and there will be much more evidence and information available then.
Democratic Delaware Senator Chris Coons tells CBS's Face the Nation the political temperature is high and social media is not helping.
The idea that he would be killed in such a grotesque and public way has to bring all of us to reflect about how hard it's getting, because the internet is an accelerant.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Israel meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The BBC's Tom Bateman.
Netanyahu spoke and said that the U.S.-Israel alliance was, in his view, as strong and durable as the stones they had just touched on the Western Wall.
Despite Israel targeting Hamas leaders in Qatar, CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.